Drug companies are being sued over their role in the opioid epidemic, and a big legal question is how much those companies have to reveal. A state judge in Tennessee is weighing that question now. The case involves the maker of an opioid called Opana ER. Here's NPR addiction correspondent Brian Mann.
4 years ago, prosecutors in eastern Tennessee sued Endo Pharmaceuticals. They argued the company marketed Opana ER aggressively without the safeguards needed to keep it from being sold illegally on the streets. That same year, Endo pulled the opioid from shelves because of safety concerns. But Sullivan County District Attorney Barry Staubus says it was too late.
The damage is devastating. It has really ripped at the fabric of our community.
Staubus' lawsuit called for Endo to pay up to $2.4 billion in damages to help local governments in Tennessee respond to the opioid epidemic.
It's overdose deaths. It's people losing their jobs, losing their dignity. Almost all our crime is driven by drugs.
Normally, the question of Endo's liability in this case would be hashed out in a civil trial. That's what everyone expected. Instead, a state judge did something extraordinary. Earlier this month, Chancellor E.G. Moody handed down what's known as a default judgment, declaring Endo is liable. In legal terms, it was sort of a game-over moment. According to Moody, his judgment was meant as punishment after the corporation and its attorneys repeatedly withheld key documents and made at least a dozen false statements to the court and plaintiffs. Moody writes that he found, and these are his words, a coordinated strategy between Endo and its counsel to interfere with the administration of justice. Gerard Stranch is one of the attorneys suing Endo, and it was his legal team that first complained to the court about Endo's behavior.
Endo and its lawyers conspire to hide the truth from the plaintiffs in the court. And you're not allowed to do that in discovery.
Stranch says he fights with corporations all the time to gain access to documents they don't want to share. But he claims this behavior by Endo and the company's attorneys was different.
What is so extraordinary here is the lawyers crossed the line and worked with the company to subvert the court's orders. And then made false statements to the court about it. That is just breathtaking and not something that you see ever, really.
This wasn't just procedural stuff, Staubus says. During the fact-finding process, Endo testified it stopped marketing opioids to healthcare providers if their prescribing practices raise safety concerns. According to the company, once a prescriber was placed on that red flag list, they stayed on.
This was the testimony under penalty of perjury by Endo. When we got this new tranche of documents, we discovered that people went on and off it all the time.
NPR tried repeatedly to speak with Endo and the company's attorneys at a firm called Arnold & Porter about the court's judgment. Both declined comment, citing the ongoing litigation, but they did issue statements. Endo said it plans to appeal the Tennessee court's order, describing it as procedurally, factually, and legally deficient. Arnold & Porter said the law firm is disappointed by the judgment, quote, as a firm, we are deeply committed to the integrity of the legal process. But A. Benjamin Spencer, the dean of William & Mary Law School and an expert on civil procedure, says the judge in this case found Endo and the company's lawyers crossed into dangerous legal territory.
To the extent that it involves misrepresentation and falsehood, continued ongoing obfuscation and obstruction, I think that is extraordinary. Lawyers are supposed to know better.
This isn't the first time people suing Big Pharma over opioids have accused companies of improperly withholding documents and other information. But Spencer says the punishment handed down by the court in this case is extremely rare and reflects the gravity of misconduct identified by the judge.
Default judgment as a sanction for contempt is really extreme. We can call it the death penalty of the discovery sanctions.
While this decision is appealed, the court has already scheduled a damages trial for this summer to establish how much money Endo will have to pay for its role in Tennessee's opioid crisis. Brian Mann, NPR News.